given an order to build part of the separation wall in the village of Batir in the south of Bethlehem. Batir is famous in Palestine for its Roman ruins and Roman irrigation system, which is still in use today. As a mainly agricultural village, Batir won an award from UNESCO for its management of the land and will join UNESCO as a World Heritage Site next year. However, the wall threatens to destroy the Roman heritage and farmland.
They are going to destroy these terraces because the wide of the wall is 80 meters, and it's coming from the nearby village of Al-Walaje, 6 kilometers in the lands of Batir. All these lands are terraces cultivated with vegetables, irrigation land, also with olive trees, with other trees, also fruits. And they are going to separate more than 40% of the total area of Batir from the villagers. This land, this 3,200 dunams, are the richest agricultural land in Batir.
The mayor took the Israelis to an Israeli court to complain about the order. Israel stated it was for security reasons, as they have a train line running directly through the village. However, residents state that they have never been troubled since they have allowed the train to pass through their land.
Not only the terraces itself, it's the land. Yani, the land which we depend, not us only, but our grandfathers and their grandfathers. They were born here and they have taking care of everything from the olive oil, from the olives, from the land, vegetables, grapes, every productive thing from this land.
Residents of the village further state there was an agreement in 1948 between Israel and Jordan that allowed Palestinian farmers to cultivate their land either side of the railway. Israel will break the agreement if they go ahead with a new build. As the residents explained, the Israeli wall is going to come all the way through this area, dividing up the farmers' terraces, destroying nature, but most importantly, destroying ancient Roman sites. Nell Burden, Press TV, occupied Batir.